Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I want to share with you the power of gratitude. Gratitude is one of those things we do not lay a lot of emphasis on, but it's very crucial in our relationship with other human beings. It's crucial in our ability to get the best out of people. It's crucial in our quest to get the best out of people that we work with, live with, and relate with. We cannot achieve the peak performance we desire in our lives and work if we do not have these attributes and traits of gratitude. That is why I want to take time today to talk to you about gratitude, especially as the year 2016 is gradually coming to an end. Gratitude is not something you do towards the end of the year. It's something you do every single day of your life. It's something you do beginning of the year, you do it ending of the year, you do middle of the year. You do it at every point in time that the need for it arises. It's unfortunate a lot of us do not place any emphasis on it. We do not consider it important and we do not treat it as we ought to. That is why I want to devote some time today to talk to you about gratitude. Now, the first thing I want you to know about gratitude is that gratitude is one powerful motivator that every single person needs. It doesn't take a lot to give gratitude, but it brings you a lot in return when you are able to give it out. Please understand that gratitude is about a state of heart. It's not essentially the gift. It's not essentially the money. It's not essentially the call. It's not essentially the hype and the promotion you give to a person, to a group of people, or whatever. It is about a state of heart that is thankful for a gesture received. It's about a state of heart that is grateful. It's about a state of heart that feels, oh, I have been blessed, and therefore I should extend this blessing again. That is what gratitude is all about. And that's why I say it is one thing you and I must give to people that deserve it at every point in time. In life, there's a limit to what you can do for yourself. A lot of other people help you do those things. Please notice this. In the course of this podcast, I've explained again and again that people are very important in our lives. People are very important in achieving what we want to achieve in life. We cannot do without people. That is why I published a podcast before titled People Matter. In that podcast, I took time to explain to you that you cannot push people aside and get any result you want in life. Even God, when he wanted to deliver the people of Israel, he had to call Moses and say, Moses, my guy, you got to go and do this for me. People matter in life. And when people have been of help to you, they have helped you achieve your vision, help you get a result, help you avoid a problem, help you get something you didn't expect you get, you owe it to them. As a matter of fact, to go and show them gratitude. Yes, you owe it to them as a matter of fact to show gratitude. You owe it to them to say, oh, I'm grateful. Now, please understand this. When you show gratitude to people, you are not saying they are God. You are saying that these are the channels God used to bless you. And through that channel, you want to say, God, I'm also grateful by giving back to that channel. Sometimes what you give back is not money. Many times what you give back is words of praise. He's saying, oh, thank you very much. I met you, Mr. A. Mr. A, ever since I met you, my writing skills have improved. Oh, Mr. A, ever since I met you, I've made career advancement. Ever since I met you, I've learned better ways of dealing with customers. Ever since I met you, oh, this has happened to my family and that has happened to my people. Now, these are words you give to people. It shows them one thing, that you are grateful for the gesture you receive from them. And this is another powerful thing it does. God sees your heart. He sees your words and say, oh, since this one is grateful to do this, then I can do more for him. There's something I want to tell you about Jesus Christ and the people that he healed. He healed 10 lepers at some point. 9 of them disappeared. One person came and said, oh, thank you very much. I've been made whole. Jesus Christ now asked, where are the other 9? The other 9 did not come to thank him. When the one person came and said, oh, I'm grateful, he said, now you are completely whole. Now, it's not about what they received, that the fact that the one person that came now received complete healing. What I want to emphasize is this. Even Jesus Christ expects that when somebody has done good thing to you, when you have received a gesture, you should go and show appreciation. See, let me tell you something about appreciation. It costs almost next to nothing to give it. However, it returns great measure of other gestures, other blessings and other helps to you. That is why you should make it a point of duty at every point in your life to go and show gratitude to people that have been of help to you. Showing gratitude is not the same thing with trying to buy people's conscience or trying to bribe them or manipulate them to give you what you want. No, it's a state of heart that manifests in giving what you can afford. It's a state of heart that manifests in saying words of that expresses how you have been helped. It's a state of heart that appreciates good gesture, expresses that good gesture by returning either material blessings or even words of praise and appreciation to people that have been a blessing to you. That is what gratitude is all about. Again, I want to tell you this, if you can show gratitude to people that you should, you will motivate them to be of help to you. One thing he does is that he helps them see, oh, so I really helped this fellow. Oh, in that case, I will try and help him more. Let me tell you something about receiving gratitude. I've received gratitude a number of times. One of the things it does to me that it spurs me to even do more. It's not about the person giving me money or buying gifts for me. It's about that, oh, this person acknowledged that I've helped him. And so since I helped him and he's this happy, why not repeat the helping again? Why not do it again and again? Now, again, I want to tell you this. It's a praise to God when you decide to show people gratitude. Now, let me tell you this clearly. A lot of times we say, we don't have the gift to go and show the gratitude. We don't have the money. There's this thing Paul said. He said, it's acceptable according to what a man has. That, I understand, is not in the context of what you are saying. But please, I want to adapt it. The material used to show gratitude is acceptable according to what you have. Do you understand what I'm saying? I repeat, it's acceptable according to what you have. What you can afford is a card that expresses how you feel exactly. Give it to the person as a show of gratitude. If what you can afford is gala 50 naira, please go. Okay, gala is now 16 naira. Buy the gala and give the person that say, I'm very grateful. And I'm giving you this gala in appreciation for how much good you have been to me this year. And if all you can do is to publicly thank the person, let me tell you clearly, this can be a very strong motivation to people who have been good to you. When you publicly thank them for the kind gesture they extended to you, they will be motivated to do more. It gives them a feeling of satisfaction. It makes them feel, oh, so I've been of this good, of being usefulness to people this year, this month, and this season. That is a good motivation to get the person to act more. Therefore, I encourage you, locate people that have been of good to you this year. Locate people that have been of good to you this month. Locate good that have been of to you this week and today. And give them a call and say, thank you very much. You gave me direction when I have lost direction. Thank you very much. You were of help to me when I had no help. Thank you very much because you came as God's servant to rescue me with that money. See, it's not about how much good the person did to you. It's about the fact that the person has rendered himself as servant of God, who has been used to be of help to you. Therefore, you should return praise to God through him. Gratitude does not mean placing your heart on human beings that God has used to bless you. If you do that, then you have become an idolater. People are used by God to bless you. Nobody blesses you because he likes to do that. God uses every single person that blesses you. So return glory to God and go to show those people gratitude. Now, again, I want to tell you, it's not just about person. Look at companies, look at businesses, look at clients that have been of good to you. Send them messages. Tell them they have been of a great source of blessing to you. Tell them they have been source of inspiration to you. Tell them they have helped you. They have improved your business. They have given you money. They have improved your dealings and all that. Go extend your regards and gratitude to them. And I can tell you categorically, when you do that, you are building positive relationship with these people. You are helping them understand how much valuable they are to you. And eventually, they will be motivated to even do more good to you. What's the point I have made today? Gratitude is crucial in our day-to-day life. It's something we cannot run away from. It's something that should be part and parcel of us. And how do we do this? By simply saying words of appreciation to people that have been blessing to us. And when we can afford this, we should give them material gifts as an expression of our gratitude. Remember, it's not enough to spread your hand and say, Father, I thank you for this you have given to me. You should also go to people that God have used to bless you and say, oh, God has used to bless you to say, oh, thank you very much. This year, you made it a wonderful year for me. Thank you very much. You made this a wonderful month for me. And for that, I'm giving you this wine. I'm giving you this gala 70 naira in appreciation of your rendering yourself as a servant of God in my life.
Tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit brojid.com. That is brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojid World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.